Are you an entrepreneur that would like to quickly free up and create more cash flow and lasting wealth? Welcome to the Chris Miles Money Show. Chris Miles is a cash flow expert and the financial advocate for the entrepreneur. Chris will teach you how to create more freedom and more prosperity right now, not about saving 25 to 40 years from now. It's all about creating wealth and prosperity today. He's been featured on U.S. News, CNN Money, Bankrate.com, interviewed internationally on TV and radio, and has a high reputation for getting his clients fast, life-altering financial results with his company, Money Ripples. Learn more at MoneyRipples.com. Now, here's your host, Chris Miles.
Hello, my fellow Ripplers. This is Chris Miles, cash flow expert and anti-financial advisor. Welcome out again today for a wonderful show. Because this show is about you guys. It's about getting you guys to have that freedom, that prosperity, that cash flow today, not hoping for a someday kind of retirement, but something you can create right now so you work because you want to, not because you have to. Mm. So as a quick reminder, just remember to check our website, moneyripples.com. You know, and hey, you guys are looking for ways to find extra cash, especially whether you want to invest or whatever you want to do, check it out. It's right there. It's for free. Go to moneyripples.com and check it out. So today I have a special guest. It's actually a returning guest. He was one of my first guests, one of my first year of doing this podcast. And this guy, I'll tell you, like all the other guests, right? I mean, he's definitely not someone who's a poser. He's the real deal, you know, and he really does it. And I'll tell you, I've been following him myself for the last 5 years. And I know some of you have had followed him and then found me through being on his show when I was interviewed on his show. And so some of you guys have just been around for the block for a while. So you guys know who this is and some of you don't, but if you don't, you know, Jay Massey, this guy is like the real estate investor extraordinaire. Not only does he have an amazing podcast that gives great information, not to mention even his emails give some great info. But Jay's been seriously done hundreds and hundreds of deals. Done a great job in creating freedom for himself and actually walking the walk that he talks, you know? So anyways, and you know, I'll tell you on a personal note, like the things that Jay teaches and what he's going to be teaching today. Oh, buckle up. You guys are going to love it. So, and Jay, welcome to our show.
Thanks. I feel absolutely no pressure there after that. For the people who have never heard me, they're like, what is this about? Oh my God.
I was like, I guess he's kind of cool, huh?
I hope so. I hope so. Let's see if I can't earn all of those accolades you just mentioned. Man.
Well, just for the listeners, because I have a lot of listeners that haven't gone back as far as listening to my earlier episodes. Give them a quick intro to your background.
Sure. And when I do this, I just want everybody to understand, ultimately, we've all been given, granted challenges in various different more ways. And I would say that they become gifts later. So just make sure that you remember that. I mean, here's the short version. A few years ago, I was a financial planner. My wife, when she's pregnant, she has a condition known as hyperemesis. She can't eat or drink simultaneously. I punctured my lung. I was born with asthma. All of this happened at the same time. It just sounds like pile on, I know, but this is the short version. And because I punctured my lung, I couldn't do my job as a financial planner, because I couldn't invite people to come to the hospital and to come sit next to my wife's bedside or mine. So what ended up happening is, we started selling our personal possessions on eBay. And I would buy things from garage sales at a discount. I sold everything in our own garage at a discount. But I would buy things from other people, sell those at a discount, and then do it again. And then eventually I started doing that at retail stores going out of business. And then someone said one day, hey, you should become a real estate investor.
You're already buying and selling. You might as well buy and sell something bigger, right?
I guess. I don't know what they were really thinking, but it turns out that that same strategy is called wholesaling in real estate.
And, yeah.
I was like, cool. You're going to have to teach me how to do it with no money, no credit. And I know you guys have heard that before, but when I say no money, no credit at that time, it was, if you don't pay for lunch, I don't eat. If I don't sell something on eBay, we don't pay our gas bill or electric bill. It was credit score was 398. None of these things said, hey, real estate investor, but, I didn't allow what I didn't have to stop me. And that's what happens for a lot of us when it comes to real estate. We say the word real estate and, you know, someone asks you, have you ever considered getting involved in real estate investing? And you're, and the first thing you do, I did, we'd go, well, I don't have any credit. Well, that's not the question they asked you. The question is, have you ever considered getting involved in real estate investing? Anyway, I responded, I don't know what prompted me to, maybe it was just sheer desperation, because I didn't have anything else. There was nothing else looking up. And you got to understand, it was the strangest thing. I started learning, and it took about 6 months or so before I got my first transaction done. But after I got my first transaction done, we were off to the races. And I mean, I remember June 18th, 08, we got our first property done. We were still squatting in bank-owned property at the time, and now we're real estate investors. And we went on to do 200 or so wholesale transactions. I then got bored with that and started buying houses multiples at a first one at a time. Then I got bored. So I was like, hey, can I do it by buying multiples at a time? And understand, this was fueled because people kept telling me what I couldn't do. They said, you have bad credit. You can't buy a house. So I did. You can't do real estate. So, well, you can't do it again. So I did 11 in a week, and then it became 200 wholesale transactions. And they said, well, you can't keep them. And then I learned to raise capital, and I kept them. And then they're like, well, you can't do it with mortgages. And then I did that. I started turning our houses into mortgages, and I started finding other mortgages and brokering those until I got bored. And then they said, well, it probably wouldn't work for apartments. So I was like, okay, let's find out. So we went and did that. And then that eventually led to commercial properties and cell phone towers. And those things I still like today. So I still like the commercial properties. Cell phone towers are absolutely phenomenal. Mm. And apartment buildings. So, but during that time, what happened is that people started asking me, how did you do that? I remember you. You were the guy a few years ago squatting in bank-owned property. I helped you move. What happened? What changed? And then that led to me starting to share the knowledge. Because what happened, to be honest, Chris, is that I got to this point to where we had a little more than 117 houses at the time. And I felt very alone by myself. And because all of these things happened for us, but they happened for us. They didn't happen for a group of us. I didn't really have a whole lot of people my age at the time. I was 38 that could do the things that we could do or spend all day at home with their kids. And anyway, long story short, my answer became teaching, instructing, helping other people. And that's still what I'm doing today.
Yeah. You're doing a phenomenal job at it too.
Thank you.
You know, I got to ask, like, you know, you went from being a financial planner, which I can relate. Yep. I mean, that's why I'm the anti-financial advisor, because I...
Which I thought was funny,
I teach against it.
I'm like, yeah.
I mean, how did you make that transition even, like, mentally? Because, I mean, even going from that kind of mentality, I mean, to the eBay thing, that's one thing. But to move into, like, real estate, that's completely... I mean, that's against what most financial planners and advisors will even teach you.
Well, the difference is why are they doing it? For example, I as a financial planner, I got to, you know, in Orange County, California. Let's be really clear. Financial planner in Orange County, California. So we're talking about a very diverse cross-section, but a diverse cross-section that also has significant income. And I got to see a lot of different things. And the things that I saw were, you know, of the clients that I would sit with, a very, very small percentage actually had a shot at a real retirement.
Right.
Those that did all had one thing in common, which was rental real estate, not flipping, not, you know, short-term stuff. They held on. They found a way to buy some real estate and figured out how to hold on to it. Very few of them figured out how to, like, turn it into a whole business, but those who had a shot, that was it. And what I learned from that, and again, being a financial planner, that what it really means for everybody is that when we have the fiscal policies that we have today, we have to figure out how to preserve our purchasing power. And I'm using these words intentionally, preserve our purchasing power in an inflationary environment in which you have literally no control and only education and action on that education is your adequate defense. So when I did the math, what kept happening is that everyone's 401ks, regardless of dollar amount, and I know some of you listening right now, you got some massive 401ks and you're like, I'm fine. You're not fine. I promise you, you're not. Because when you do the math, most of the time after inflation and taxes, if you're trying to maintain any sort of similar lifestyle without, you know, becoming an expatriate into a foreign country of some kind, you're going to last 7 years.
Yep.
And what happened is that that bothered me. It bothered me that I was representing a product that I knew that I knew when I sat down with you on that first appointment and I'm like, cool, let's see what's going on. Let's see how I can help. I knew two things were going to come out of my mouth before the end. I didn't even have to ask you a question. I knew I was going to say, well, here's the good news. We can do something. And whatever we do is still not going to be enough unless you can suddenly figure out how to save $5,000 a month. Mm-hmm. Which you can't, because you may not be earning that, or you may not even have it. It's like, how is that going to work? Or you're going to have that conversation. Well, if you had been 19 and started with $50, you would have, I mean, like, really? Miss me with that mess. And what it came down to is that I wanted a real solution that could help people. And the real challenge is that when we need inflation adjustable income, and in a world where the what we currently call money is actually currency and we don't even understand that small difference, we have to own or control the means of production and assets in order to make it.
Right. That's right. Man, you're like a brother from another mother, I tell you.
So, yeah, it was just a matter of realizing that I'm not helping people. It's not because what happens is you get this false sense of security. I sat with my financial planner. I sat with my accountant. I sat with my this, that, and the other. And you feel like I'm okay. And that I'm okay feeling is the problem.
Yeah.
Because you're not. Because if you were okay, the people on Social Security would be okay. The people who had pensions would be okay. They're not okay. And the reason they're not okay is because they did not prepare for, plan for, or even have the opportunity to understand the impact of inflation and taxes before it was too late for them.
Yeah, it's true. I actually showed on my blog a few years back on my website, I actually did some math. I showed people, I was like, hey, if you have a 20-year retirement goal, you got to save over $100,000 a year, even right. to live on a $60,000 a year lifestyle. I mean, 60,000 a year is, I mean, you've been in California. I mean, you know, that's broke.
Nothing. I think there was an article that said $100,000 plus. I think it's like $103,000 is actually working poor out here, but that's a whole nother story.
It's true. But everybody, I hope you're hearing this because there's a lot of lessons within this. I mean, one, like he just said, and I've done the numbers too. So you have two people that attest to this. There's no way you can run the 401k. You will never be able to retire with it. At least not the way you'd hope. And then secondly, realize too that real estate, as he saw as the trend, real estate has to be some part of somebody's portfolio to actually be something good, like actual, not just fix and flip type stuff, but someone who's actually doing turnkey, creating cash flow from it.
Well, let me be even more clear. What I'm saying is you have to have inflation adjustable income. All right. So,
right.
Because which means you need to own or control an asset or the means of production such that it can adjust with inflation and or the change. Like, for example, you've got to own something to where, let's just say that what you currently call money, which is technically currency, goes away. The US dollar. Let's pretend for a second. Let's just pretend you're in that world. What do you have right now that could suddenly, that you can now say, well, I'll exchange this for salt? Now, making it up, people, so go with me here. But this is how you protect yourself. If you don't have something that you could sell right now into the marketplace, something that is valuable, that people would give you whatever you considered valuable for, you are in danger, which is right. Most people, because the number one thing you have for most of us is time. And the challenge is, especially for those of you who are like, yeah, one day I'm going to be an investor. I'm going to tell you right now, everyone listening to my voice, you are an investor. The challenge is that you've been taking your most valuable asset, time, and investing it poorly. And what we should be doing is we should be investing it in building new skills and assets. Those assets are what's going to make the difference. So I don't care what the asset is. I just care that you build it and you control it, because then you have inflation adjustable income. Real estate is just the easiest POC, proof of concept, on the planet. It's the easiest way to get started. The challenge is you have to level yourselves up. We have to become better so that we don't end up bitter because we ain't got no money.
That's right. I love it. Yeah, definitely inflation adjustable income is key here. So speaking of, let's talk about one of the strategies you're teaching right now that isn't a brand new strategy, but it is a hot trending one that I think is just on the curve upward. And I know this from personal experience from, you know, consuming it myself, right? Where we travel every winter, you know, we go snowbird each winter and you know, go anywhere else that's warmer than where we are right now, you know? So this is a big deal. And this is something that even my wife, so I'm kind of recording the show, not just for me, but also for my wife. And I know all the rest of the listeners out here that are saying like, hey, how do we really cash flow on this trend of like VRBO and Airbnb and that kind of stuff?
Yeah, absolutely. Okay. So you guys heard me talk about all of the stuff I've done in the past. And so I'm going to say this right now. If I was starting over today, this is what I would be doing. What I'm about to tell you is what I would be doing. Let me say it even more clearly. If I had zero real estate experience, bad credit, no money, this is what I would be doing, okay? Because this, I have never seen, I've had the privilege of being flown all across the country and globe, teaching thousands upon thousands of people, okay? And I've never seen anything get people into real estate faster with the right kind of experience, understanding, and resources to make it happen long-term. So what it comes down to.
Let's go.
I know, right? But this is just based upon what I've seen. So what happened, and it kind of happened on accident because I was looking for some, what was I looking for? I was looking for like either I was going to buy a yogurt shop or a laundromat, or I was looking for a way to create jobs locally, because I wanted my younger children. I have four kids. I was wanting my younger kids to be able to see what dad does, because, you know, they were pretty much all here by the time the real estate stuff was here, and they didn't really know what dad does. He was just home all the time. So which wasn't normal because their friends' dads weren't, but they, you know, far as they know, I just sat at home and made YouTube videos. So I'm like, oh, man, that's not right. Anyway, so I was looking for something to buy, and then one of my students came to me and said, hey, Jay, here's what we did with the money you taught us how to raise. I was like, oh boy, this is not going to go well. And they was like, well, what we tried this little thing over here, and what happened is it's now earning almost as much money as our student housing. And student housing is a profitable niche. And they're like, well, which one do I do? And we sat down, I ran the numbers, and I was like, man, this is so good, you have no idea. So good, in fact, that I'm going to do it. So good that let me help you grow this thing. And they were like, okay, what does that look like? Long story short, that turned out to be what I call short-term rentals. So let's start with something very, very basic. It's short-term rentals. Those have been around in the United States anyway since the Civil War times. Please understand that this is not new, all right? Really not new. Banks used to require, in order to get the loan, they used to require a second residence on the property that they were lending on just to make sure that the homeowner could make the payments. It used to be required. So let's just start with that thought process in and of itself. This is not new. What is new is the technology. What is new is that the supply and demand. What is new is that the hotels and certain industries have been sleeping on the job. And now, you know, what is happening is that this idea is out there. So, and this is what I tell people, it's the simplest thing on the planet, because this will make sense to you. If you've ever used a vending machine, you know that vending machines, obviously they're profitable, they make money, there's, you know, but what it comes down to is that they're offering you the very same item, just in a more convenient package. And that's exactly what happens. As a traditional landlord, here's what I would do, here's what you do. If you're currently leasing property long-term, this is what you're doing. You are packaging up 365 days and you're selling them at a wholesale price on a 30-day payment plan. That's what happens. You say, hey, customer, you can have all 365 days. Here's your wholesale price, and you can pay me this in 30-day increments. That's your lease. The difference is, what if you had, and here's the key word, system that was efficient enough to properly screen, vet, and supply new customers so that you could break that up into one day increments. And therein lies the difference, my friends, because the same thing happens at a vending machine. They have a system in place that takes that 24 pack of water, converts it into single bottles at a time. They mark it up, and because it's more convenient and it's in a more convenient place, it's already cold, exactly ready for consumption, we pay the price. They make the money. It's the exact same thing, except we just do it with living space. And here's the best part. It is just, it's like if this was a restaurant, that's just the main course. Restaurants don't necessarily make their money on the main course. They make it on right. The drinks, the desserts, and all the other stuff that goes around it. But here's what I'm telling you. You make so much money just on the room rate that many people stop there, but the opportunity is so, so much bigger. In fact, if you are listening to my voice right now, here's what I have seen in our student population. And on average, it only takes six to seven of these units to replace most people's income, and suddenly you are now set free. And we have seen people get to 6 and 7 units very, very quickly, definitely less than 6 months.
Well, give us an example of what that looks like.
Sure. So here's the thing. When I was first looking at it, I was like, cool. Here was the problems that existed. People didn't know how to get control over more property. They didn't know how to raise more capital, and they didn't understand how to scale systems such that they didn't have to do the work. Well, having done the cell phone towers and apartment buildings all over the country, those were the three things I knew how to do. What I didn't understand was how to find towels and bed sheets. And did you know that I've learned what a duvet and a duvet cover is now? I'm just like, oh my God. And bedding is its whole thing. But I now understand it because I had to, but I didn't understand that at the beginning.
Right.
And so what it comes down to is when I was first getting started, I was like, well, I know how to go buy a property. I was going to take a property over subject to, and we were going to put $100,000 into it, rehab it, do the whole thing. And then I don't know what happened, but something clicked and I said, hold on, wait a minute. Is that the highest and best use of that $100,000? And then I started asking myself, what do I really need to execute the strategy? I don't need to own the property, but I do need control over it. And then when I started thinking like that, I was like, okay, well, what can give me control without ownership? And do the numbers make sense? So this is what we did. Pretend you have that $100,000 that you're going to go buy a property with. Okay. And if you're like $100,000, that's the whole house. Remember, I'm in California. Okay. So $100,000 is, yes, maybe the down payment, depending on the
condo.
Right. I just want to be really, really clear. All right. So just, you know, remove a zero if it fits, but the principle is the same. And I was like, you know what? If I take that $100,000, then okay, I get one functioning unit. That's what I would get if I went the house route. Right. Mm-hmm. And I was like, well, what happens if I just lease it? How many units could I get? And it turns out if I could do it that way, I could spread that $100,000 across 6, 7, 8, 9, in some cases, 10 different locations. So now I have 10 functioning units as opposed to one. And I'm like, okay, well, let's look at the numbers. Really long story short, what we've discovered is that anywhere between 10 to 18 months, you get 100% of your invested capital back and you still have the asset. That's what happens. So I'm like, that's some serious velocity on money just through operations. I don't need to refinance. I just keep operating. And what that really means, and I hope everybody's listening, is that self-funding is a real thing in this business and you can grow it. You don't actually need to go get someone else's capital anymore. You can grow it. The only reason you ever get a loan or someone else's capital is to just speed that process up. And it ends up happening in a very, very quick period of time. And think about this for a second. How long did it take you to save up that $100,000 in the first place? But what if you could have it back in 18 months or 10 months or whatever? What if you could have that back every 10 to 18 months? Well, obviously, what you would do is you would go get more units. And now you're getting it back in half the time, and you go get more units. And then eventually you end up with enough units that are operating such that you have this machine that is literally spitting out down payments every 90 days so that you can keep buying as much real estate as you want. So just think about it. If you delay gratification just a little bit and build this short-term rental business, you end up in this situation where you can buy as much real estate as we want. And we call that phase one, phase two, and phase three. Phase one, you just get one unit and you learn how it works. Phase two, now you've built a business that produces down payments. And then phase three, you take that excess capital and put it wherever you'd like. We often recommend people obviously go buy real estate on a long-term basis, but that doesn't mean you have to. It just means now you have a choice.
Mm-hmm. That's awesome. Yeah, that is pretty exciting. I mean, I think even just like doing turnkey route, I mean, still, if you have a rental home, you hope to make that money back in 5 to 7 years. But man, doing that in like a year to year and a half, that's pretty crazy.
And now you want to really go nuts. Imagine, okay, so here's what really begins to happen is once you start to own the real estate, mm-hmm. you can end up retiring any debt or loans that you got on that real estate inside of 7 years or faster. You can, right. And it works up to like a $10 million property, literally a $10 million property where you could, it's been the craziest thing to look at. And I've had so many traditional landlords who have come into our programs or found out about this. They're like, how come no one said anything earlier? I'm like, dude, I don't know, but I found out and I'm telling you now because this is amazing.
Yeah.
That's all I know. Well, all I know.
Yeah. Well, I mean, my wife and I always consider like, hey, you know, it'd be kind of cool to do our own, you know, Airbnb or VRBO type home, you know, doing short-term rental stuff. But what blew my mind was hearing from you about, you know, wait, you don't even have to own the property. You can just lease a property
right.
and turn around and sell it.
You need control.
You control it, right? And that blew my mind about the possibilities. Cause like you said, the velocity is just incredible. Not to mention there's a lot less risk if you think
about
it.
And that's why I did it. That was ultimately it, because right now in this environment, most of you listening to my voice, you're like, but yeah, it's illegal, but you haven't, what you're responding to are newspapers headlines. You mm-hmm. don't trade headlines, people, please don't. You must actually understand what the ordinance says in your area. In fact, most of you listening to this right now, you live in an area where it actually hasn't been decided yet. And right. even for those of you who live in areas where it has been decided, of all of the ordinances I read, and you got to understand, I've got students coming at me all across the globe, South America, Russia, Poland, Australia, Canada, obviously in the U.S., and they send this stuff to me and I have to look at it and they're like, hey, how can I make it work here? Mm-hmm. So 9 times out of 10, all of those ordinance, they don't say you can't do it. They say, here's how and or where you can do it in our areas. And just because you can't do it the way you wanted to do it originally doesn't mean it can't be done. It just means you have to comply with the ordinance. That does it limit your opportunity in ways that you may not like? Yeah, okay. But that doesn't remove the opportunity. I mean, you can't sell alcohol in some states at certain times either, but they seem to have done quite fine.
Right. Well, the other challenge I see too is how do you convince the landlord, you know, the person that's actually the owner,
they're the easiest. There's no convincing required. I mean, you're a landlord, right?
Yeah.
And if you had a 10, 20, or 30 unit building and it was 100% vacant that you just rehabbed and someone said to you, hey, I'd like to lease the whole thing, would that have saved you some money?
Oh, yeah.
Okay. And then if they said, hey, you know what, Chris, here's what I'm going to do. I'm going to actually add some additional security procedures. And here's our screening procedures to make sure that we are following all of the guidelines with the terrorist watch list, the sex offender list. And we're making sure that only quality people are here. And in fact, when quality people aren't here, we have the ability to get rid of them in 2 hours or less. Isn't that better than your eviction policy?
Oh, definitely.
Okay. So would it be okay if we managed all of that for you and just paid you every month?
I'm cool with that.
Okay. And by the way, if we take care of the first $250 of maintenance on the units, would that be okay? And we only bug you for the big stuff?
I would love that.
And oh, by the way, we also have insurance that covers you as well as your building. Are you excited now?
I'm even more excited. Sounds like it can be a lot more hands-off now.
Correct. And that's at the end of the day, it's not always those words, but that's the net effect. The net effect is that landlords end up in a situation. Now, and here's the best part that I want you to always remember. When you as a customer go on a marketplace like Airbnb, VRBO, Flipkey, Wimdu, Travelocity, et cetera, one of the things you're doing is looking at the reviews, right?
Right.
Yeah. And if those reviews are bad, you're not staying there.
Yeah.
So here's what that means. That means I, as the operator, I have to keep the unit in tip-top shape. Otherwise, I get bad reviews and then I don't make any money. Mm-hmm. Which translates to you as the owner as, you know what? You know that ceiling fan you put in there? I have to dust it off every 5 to 6 days. When's the last time you've dusted off the ceiling fan at your house?
I have a ceiling fan?
Yeah, right. If you have a ceiling fan. Or even better, that air vent inside the bathroom. When's the last time you've cleaned it out because you were concerned about mold buildup?
Never even thought about it.
My point exactly. I have to do that every 5 to 6 days because my customer demands it.
Yeah.
So I'm going to keep your property in better condition than you could keep it, better condition than your tenant will keep it, and you're going to keep getting paid. You remember how when you do your performa for your building, you always have a vacancy factor, 3, 4, mm-hmm. 5, 8%, whatever?
Right.
It's now zero.
That's awesome.
So when landlords begin to actually listen as opposed to react to, say, a CNN, CNBC story that they've heard of, and understand that there is a responsible way to do it. Now, and here's the challenge. There's a ton of hobbyists in the marketplace that think they know they've done it. And here's the double-edged sword. Supply is so low that you don't have to be good in order to make money. So just because you've made money at it, so some of you listening, you're like, well, I did it and nobody had to teach me anything. That's great. I promise you, inside of 30 minutes, any one of our students could look at your listings in your operation, find out where you're losing money because they're capturing it and help you improve. Because when it comes to hobbyists, you just have to be there. You have to be present. The tidal wave is so huge. You don't have to be good. You just have to be there and you'll make money.
Right. But
over time, the marketplace will mature and the professionals will rise. And we'll be there to have taught them it. Because right now is the time to go out there, spread your wings, build your brand name and recognition so that as ordinances come into place, as the marketplace matures, as new tools come to market, and this becomes an even bigger thing than what it is now, you become the brand name in your geographic area that people run to. I mean, and that's what's starting to happen. Some of our students, and myself included, I mean, we're starting to work with government agencies because they realize the value that we can provide. Or companies, when companies are moving to a new city and building factories. So if you're living near that new Amazon plant or that new Ford plant or that new whatever warehouse that's being built, guess what? Right. That those are jobs. Those are people coming to the area that need a place to stay. And there's construction work that goes along. And if you're that brand, that's what happens. And imagine you have 30, 40, 50 units and a company says, yeah, we'll take all 50. And your nightly rate is, let's say, $160 a night. And they just took all 50 for 6 months. It's called awesome. But understand that $160 a night on 50 units is a discount to them because mm-hmm. they're used to paying more because the hotels have been asleep. Mm-hmm. Anyway, I get a little excited about this.
I'm freaking excited too. This is awesome.
I mean, this is what it's just been a veritable onslaught of just trying to help as many people become this entrepreneur because I finally have a tool that anyone can learn. Because see, when you want to become a real estate person, to do real estate, it requires knowledge, time, money, and credit. And you have to have all of them simultaneously from the beginning. You don't get to slowly get one or the other because as soon as you have that property, you got to have all of it. And right now, and there's a lot at risk. What this allows or has allowed many of our students to do as they progress from phase 1, phase 2 to phase 3 is that they they get to build experience in one little thing and get paid for it along the way. So at first you get used to just negotiating a lease, and then you get to see that small little win. Oh my God, I did it. I got a lease. Then you get to learn how to build and quote unquote rehab a unit, because you've got to put furniture in there. You got to figure out like, what does my customer need? And you got to begin to think like someone else who's not you. And that teaches you something. And then you begin to operate. How do I attract new customers? How do I handle marketing? How do I make sure my property stays full? And you're starting to think differently. And you get to learn all of this in small, bite-sized little pieces, so that by the time, yes, you have 10, 15, 20, 30, our one student has 85 of these right now, which is insane, because that's literally close to a $3.5 million annual business. You got to understand, this is nuts. All right. And with the right system, like I know for myself, I work 90 minutes. I spend more time preaching this message and telling the story than I do actually delivering the service, because it only takes me 90 minutes a day, because the system is efficient. And again, that's all it's about, is leveraging technology so that we don't have to sell 365 days on one contract with a 30-day payment plan.
Right.
We can sell it one day at a time.
That's seriously awesome. All right, Jay. So how do, obviously our listeners want to know, like, how do they get access to this information, like this, that kind of education or training that you offer? How do they do that?
Well, we've got a free presentation. We'll go over a lot of the basics, but ultimately, here's what it comes down to, is that it seems counterintuitive. Like, how can cleaning and all of these other things that I know you're thinking in your head, you're like, but it doesn't seem like I would have more time in the day. But the truth is, the bigger your business, the more time you end up with, because you're operating an efficient system. And that's really... that's been the secret sauce, if there is such a thing, that we've brought to the marketplace, is how to develop an efficient system so that you can run this thing on your mobile device. And we would love to, obviously, we would love to have you. We want you to become a part of this growing group of what we like to call rentalpreneurs. And because at the end of the day, leveraging this to build and have assets that you own or control, it's kind of your only defense.
That's awesome. Man, I appreciate you today. This has been awesome, awesome information. And it's got me super excited as well. And for everybody listening, we'll have this link in the show notes, so you can be able to access that information, because this is gold. And for some of you, a lot of you have been wanting to get into real estate investing. This could be the answer you can break into with a lot less capital down to do so. Yep. For others of you that have been doing it for a while, this could be the thing you're looking for, saying, man, like, this could be a way to velocitize my goals even faster. So
even more so if they've got a property, like, and this is the crazy part, because, you know, again, California, $2 million, that's a single family house. But if you want to take that $2 million single family house and actually finally make it cash flow, this is a strategy that you could use to make that happen. So if you find yourself in these high rent districts, your DCs, your the places where it's hard to cash flow, Hawaii's, etc. And again, you don't have to be vacation. I know that's the other thing people always ask, but no one wants to come here on vacation. You are absolutely correct. There are people in Minot, North Dakota. And if you're like, I don't know where that is, good, you shouldn't. Because, you know, it's no one goes there for a vacation.
Right. But
there are people in Minot, North Dakota, who are exercising this strategy. So understand, it's not just about vacation. In fact, we go through, we've identified about 45 different use cases for this. And you just got to understand, being a part of the solution is something that's possible for you. And even more so, if you've got property that you're already operating and you're like at break even or a loss, you can turn that sucker around.
Well, Jay, again, appreciate it today. This is great stuff. And I can guarantee there's going to be a mad rush at this point. In fact, I'll probably have a rush before they do. So, again, thank you so much, man. This is awesome.
You're welcome, man. Thanks.
Everybody else, I hope you make a wonderful and prosperous week. We'll see you later.
Thanks for listening to The Chris Miles Money Show. Don't forget to subscribe to us on iTunes and make us a part of your daily routine. and check out our blogs and learn more about Chris, his services, and how we can help you at moneyripples.com. Join us next time on the Chris Miles Money Show.